Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
You know, it's so interesting. You had mentioned the role that your faith in God played in pulling you out of the doldrums into another zone in life. And Leanne Womack said, you know, I hope that you give faith a chance when things aren't going right and you're looking for a change. I hope you give faith a chance.
Absolutely. We can't do anything without our faith in God. And it's so important. And if there's anybody that's listening that, you know, feels like they don't have faith, the good thing is you always have another chance. As long as your heart is still beating, you still have breath in your lungs, you always have a second chance. And that's what happened to me. Even though I grew up in the church and I've always been in the church, just because you go to church doesn't mean you don't hit rough moments in your life.
True.
So right now I'm just excited to help other people to discover their gifts and discover their purpose and to really walk in it.
Do you find, Crystal, that as you're helping people discover their gifts, that it then still becomes a challenge with some of those people to empower them, to persuade them, to inspire them to actually walk in the gift now that they've discovered it? Or is it automatic that once they've discovered the gift, they start to walk?
No, and it is definitely not like you have a workshop and you tell somebody this is your purpose and then they say, all right, and they start walking in it. No, it takes time to embrace what God has called you to do, to identify what God has called. And there are seasons of discovery. It's not like you just discover one day and that's it. God calls us to do different things in different seasons. I was telling you during the break, I got 2 degrees in exercise science. So I worked in health and fitness for 16 years. And I worked in cardiac rehab. I worked in fitness and corporate wellness. I set up corporate wellness programs in Atlanta at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I worked for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But there was something missing, and I didn't know what it was. So I felt that since I had 2 degrees in kinesiology, then that's what I was supposed to do. But what I found was that my passion was not necessarily teaching people how to eat healthy or teaching people how to exercise, but my biggest passion was just helping people. Mm. And with women especially, I had a passion because I would counsel women on weight loss. And I found that so many women dealt with depression because they were overweight and they were on a cycle. They would go on a diet to lose weight. The diet may or may not work. If it worked, they would go back to eating the same way and they would gain the weight. Or if it didn't work, they would get depressed and start eating to feed their depression. And so many women deal with that insecurity because of their weight, especially now with social media, with Instagram and Facebook. There's so many images that are unrealistic. Mm. And so now that women see those images, they feel bad about themselves. Like I said earlier, they're looking outward instead of looking inward. So I was about 35 when I really embraced the fact that God called me to work in ministry and not necessarily in health and fitness. So now I'm 39, I'll be 40 soon, and I'm still discovering different things that God has placed in me to do. So you never arrive at a point where you say, this is it. You just embrace the season that you are in at that moment, and you are faithful in whatever you are called to do, whatever your assignment is at that moment. A lot of people struggle, like you said, when you asked, is it a challenge? People struggle with being motivated, staying motivated, maintaining. A lot of people, they start something, and then when it gets hard, they give up.
Yeah.
And you can't do that, because you'll never be successful if you give up just when things get hard.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And that goes back to something that you shared with us a little bit earlier when you were talking about how, you know, when the person is looking within and they begin to see that not only are there dandelions and daisies and roses, but there are weeds too. And when they see the weeds, they want a quick, easy fix. Oh, there are the weeds. Okay, let me just drop something on it and the weeds will just all disappear overnight and I don't have to deal with that. And you were sharing with us that's not the way the process works. It took a while for the weeds to be planted. It took a while for the weeds to grow. It took a while for the weeds to develop. And it's going to take a while to get the weeds out of the way. And so we really hurt ourselves when we want a quick, easy fix. And like you say, when it gets hard instead of easy, and it takes time instead of being instant and quick, like you say, a lot of people just decide they just want to give up.
Yes. That's why it's so important that you are aware and that you're able to identify your passion and your purpose. So you may say, how do I know that? How do I know what my passion is? How do I know what my purpose is? Well, what is it that you have always been attracted to? What is it that you've always been interested in? What is it that you've always been drawn to? What are some things that you do well that other people find it difficult to do? I have a friend, and she has always been interested in cooking. She always, whenever we have a get together, we might get together at one of our friends' house. She always wants to prepare food for everyone. She always wants to deal with food. So she has identified, this is one of my gifts. I'm good at it. I get excited about it. I don't mind helping. And it's something that you don't mind doing for the rest of your life. But what happens is, when people start to say, okay, let me organize this and make it into a business or make it into an organization, when we don't get the funding that we need, or if we plan something and we can't get the building that we want to get, or we have an event and enough people don't register, or we have an event and something happens, we give up, or we say, this is not for me, or maybe this is not what I'm supposed to do. Well, you can't let that stop you, or else you'll never succeed. You'll never do anything great. So in my journey, there have been many times. I remember with my first book that I wrote, I thought it was just going to be a bestseller. Everyone is going to want this book. Everyone was going to buy this book. And the first book signing that I had, I think I sold 30 books, maybe 30 or 35. And I was so disappointed. That was in 2012 when I told you. So I was so disappointed, but I didn't give up. I said, I don't care if I only sold 35 books. I'm just going to keep going, because I know that even if I help one person,
yeah.
If you help one person, then you have done a job well done.
Because there's no telling how many people that one person may in turn help. And
correct.
Then things begin to add up and eventually, hopefully, multiply. Our guest, Ms. Krista Smith, and I'll be right back. We're going to be talking about She Blossoms, too. You want to hear about this. She Blossoms. And can't you tell we're hearing that from somebody who knows how to blossom?
Consider, give the heaven.